that, I want to talk about a potential threat to its famous inhabitants. I'm sure everybody welcomes moves towards building a greener energy profile in South Africa. And if you've driven through the Eastern Cape of late, you will have noticed that many, many wind farms are going up, notably around the windy city of Gqeberha or Port Elizabeth. And it might be good for clean energy production, but is it potentially bad for the famous Ellies, who live not very far away at all from those turbines? My guest joining us on the couch today is concerned that it really could well be. His name is Terry McKenzie Hoy. He's an acoustic engineer who has just completed a study at the Addo Elephant Park looking at how the low-frequency noise which is emitted by those wind turbines could be impacting elephant herds and their communication in particular. Terry, thank you very much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Pepe. Thanks for asking us.
It's a pleasure. I know your own research has drawn on the work of two scientists in Austria who've been investigating this issue of the low-frequency noise and how it impacts elephants. We were hoping that one of them would be joining us today, but unfortunately she's been called away due to a family emergency. So, Terry, before you talk to us about your own research, won't you just sketch for us in layman's terms what they have been looking into and what they've found?
Okay, it's Professor Dr. Angelo Stoger and Anton Bolchik, who are both from the University of Vienna. And they wanted to find out the degree to which elephants communicate and at what frequencies and for how, what distance. So consequently, they went to Addo African Elephant Park and they recorded elephant sounds, which are very low frequency. They played them back to various elephants to see what the result was. And they found that elephants definitely can hear up to about 10 kilometers away their low-frequency sounds. And they found that, in their opinion, the elephant communication occurs all at low-frequency sounds. This was also on top of work by an American person called Gestang, who found that in Namibia, elephants communicate at night over distances of about 10 or 12 kilometers. And so they have established that elephants communicate at low frequencies, and it would seem to be that rhinos the same.
Okay, Terry, so up to 10 kilometers away, the key thing for purposes of our conversation today is that only about 5 kilometers away from Addo sits a wind farm called Bayview, which has applied for authorization to expand its size and scale. And this is where your research comes into it. You were commissioned, I believe, to go and look at that site and to look at the potential impact of possible expansion on how it might affect the elephants. So now, I haven't been in a couple of years, so I don't really have a sense of just how substantial that wind farm is. Can you give us a sense of what is already there?
Okay, there's a wind farm about 10 kilometers from the border of Addo, which is called Grassridge. Mm-hmm. And Grassridge turbines, I think there are about 30 turbines. So the proposed Bayview wind farm will be, the nearest turbine will be less than 5 kilometers from the border of Addo African Elephant Park, and the turbine sizes will be greater or bigger than the Grassridge ones. And so I was asked to go and do measurements of the background noises in the Bayview area and then to predict whether or not the noise of the turbines would be heard in the park. Now, the turbines make, as I said, low frequency noise. We can't, as human beings, hear noises which are below 20 hertz. 50 hertz is the sound of mains frequency, but below 20 hertz we can't hear that. But elephants can. And so we did this study and we measured the noise from the Grassridge turbines, and we found that it's quite not possible, it's certain that the noise from the Grassridge turbines will be heard by the elephants in the Addo African Elephant Park.
And what is the concern for what that means for the elephants, Terry, besides them being aware of noise in the vicinity which might disturb them? Does it potentially interfere with their own frequencies of communication?
Yes, well, I think that is exactly what will happen. I mean, if an animal is starting to communicate and there is this sort of background noise level that prevents them from communicating, then that is going to be a problem. So, but Angela Stoger would know better, but essentially she says that even motor vehicle engines stop elephants from confuses them, and I'm sure the low-frequency noises of the turbines will confuse elephants just as much.
Let me play devil's advocate here, Terry. If elephants are living in a national park with tourists pouring around them every day, they're going to be used to some sort of interference and strange loud noises around them. Do you think there's a potential that they could become accustomed to the noise from a wind farm as they've become probably accustomed to the noise associated with other human activities?
If the other human activities don't produce low-frequency noises, the lowest frequency noise produced by humans is probably the motor car engines, and that's still not very low.
Okay. So, I mean, broadening this conversation, Terry, you voiced concern about potential impact on addo, but would other species of animals, I think you mentioned rhinos as well, be affected in the same way? I mean, there are wind farms going up all over the country. Are you concerned about the impact for other parks as well?
Yes, of course. I think the point is that the wind farm people and the Department of Environmental, Forest and Fisheries just don't even seem to want to consider anything of this nature. They just sort of, it's not part of the brief that they, or part of the documentation or part of the scope of works for the environmental impact assessment. It's just left out. And that is a problem.
If that's the case, Terry, who commissioned you to do this work? Who brought you on board to investigate it?
I can't really name my client, but it's basically it's a whole bunch of an organization which represents a whole lot of private game reserves and game farms and stuff in that area. Not so much the Bayview area as further north towards Makunda at Grahamstown.
Okay, thanks for the explanation. Now, Terry, that tells me that there are many parties who are concerned about the long-term impact. Has this info been passed on to the Department of Forestry, Environmental Affairs and Forestry and Fisheries, for example? Have you had any feedback from them?
I've had no feedback from them because I just all my job was to do the measurements, write the report, and from there, I'm not sure what happens next.
Okay, but Terry, to recap, the scientists in Vienna have demonstrated through their studies that the elephants are affected by those low-frequency sounds. You're telling us that your studies as an acoustic engineer are picking up that they are definitely being heard by the elephants in the park.
They will be, yeah.
Yeah, so something to be concerned about. Okay, so final question is where to from here? You've done the work, you've handed in the reports. What do you hope will follow based on your findings?
Well, I hope that the Department of Environment, Forestries and Fisheries will take note of this and sit up and ask for further studies or something like that.
Terry McKenzie Hoy, thank you very much for joining us for an interesting conversation as well. Terry is an acoustics engineer. He is the principal engineer and director of McHoy Consulting Acoustics, Noise Control and Electrical Engineers, who conducted that research in the Addo area.